Gareth's debut single marked his third and final appearance on the Pepsi chart, the best of 2002, and the ninth cover version to feature. By selling over 850,000 in its first week, this song gave Gareth the second biggest ever chart debut for a new act. I think you can probably guess who the first is, and we'll talk to him very shortly. But Gareth Gates topped the chart for 4 weeks when it came out earlier this year.
Pepsi chart recap.
Press the button, my friend.
10 to 2.
Eminem Without Me ends the year at number 10. And number 1 for Liberty X ends the year at number 9. 8. The catch-up song, another number 1, ends the year at number 8.
7.
The only song that isn't a number 1 in the top 10 is Whenever, Wherever, Shakira. So number 2 ends at 7.
6.
Gareth's number 1, Any One of Us, ends at number 6.
5.
Elvis Presley, 18 number 1s, the most ever. The Dilemma of Nelly and Kelly, and number 1 ends the year at 4.
Three.
Enrique's number 1 ends the year, heroically, at 3. Gareth, Unchained Melody, ends the year at number 2.
My darling.
Number 1.
Well, this time last year, he was down to the final 6 in Pop Idol. So who would have thought a year on he would have the biggest selling record of 2002? It is the Pop Idol, Will Young.
Good evening, Foxy. How are you?
I am very well. Now, Will, let's be honest.